B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To go to this caller, Albert in Rhode Island's on the line.
All right.
Last time we spoke, I laughed you off the air because you hate Brady.
What's up, Albert?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hi, Albert.
I want to balance out my statement and say I'm going to make a completely logical call, even though most of the people listening, 99% of the people listening to this are going to think I'm a retard, an ass, and a butt. Okay, Tom Brady, unbelievable in overtime, just incredible. Typical Brady, money, no doubt about it. But once again, and I said it to myself 5 million times.
Do you want to hear this?
No, hang up on him now. Because
man,
Oops, I hit the button.
I did. I pressed it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I don't like his language.
When you start to call like that, he doesn't deserve to make it.
You get a short leash when you say something like that.
Dummy.
Not approved.
But I liked his football take there. Brady was brilliant. Brady had a great final drive. Thank you very much. Brady's the best.
Or he also said he's a moron. Yeah.
No, he said that.
Himself. Yeah. People like to make fun of me. Moron.
Tom is in Drake.
Not doing this today.
Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Tom.
I'm going to reiterate a comment a previous caller made that I was surprised that Kansas City chose to kick off and not take the ball on the opening drive because that gave the Patriots the advantage of killing time on the clock. But in addition, I was also surprised and shocked and scared when they tried to go to fourth and one, they tried to pass the ball. And why didn't they just try to run the ball through? They had a number of times to try to do that. So hang up and listen to your comments.
Well, I mean, when you went to go put a coin toss, it may be habit for them to defer, and that's what they've done all year, and that's just their standard mechanism. And you're the number one seed, you're playing at home. If you've done it all year and conditions are fine and there's no wind and it's really not blowing 40 miles one way as opposed to the other, then just defer. We do what we do. We're not going to change anything. Seems like Andy Reid's that type of guy. And what was the question on fourth and one about throwing? Which fourth and one? You're not talking about the third one, right? Down the pick.
I think he's probably talking about the third and one at the goal line when they threw the pick, because the fourth and one, they ran with Michelle for a touchdown. The other one they didn't get with Burkhead.
Got another one that he stretched out for.
Not on a fourth down. That was third.
Third, that's right, because they ended up.
They only had two fourth down plays. One was a touchdown, one was the one they didn't get. Those are the two fourth down plays. So I don't know. I don't know which play. I'm going to guess he's talking about the play on third down. We were just watching the game here at the studio, and we had an internal disagreement about what they should have done there. I don't mind that they threw the ball. It just was such a horrible pick.
Yeah.
Horrible pick.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
I saw Reese had this late last night. The female that covers the Rams for ESPN LA said the Rams are wearing what they wore yesterday.
Throwbacks.
The throwbacks.
They put it on Twitter, yeah.
So it's all white with the white helmet. Not white helmet, but the blue helmet with the white.
No.
That's their throwback, right? That's the old school Rams.
No, they're wearing the yellow and blue.
This is their throwback here.
The other one is technically a throwback, too, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, I guess. If you need to change, this is the problem when you change your uniform four
right,
times.
Which one is a throwback? Which one's not?
This is the original, like, Deacon Dan Tyler. You know, like, that's the original Rams, man, right
no,
there.
No, take a look. They put out a graphic.
You see.
Here, this is what they're going with.
Oh, okay.
They're going with the yellow pants, blue shirt, and that's what they're rolling
with. Oh, wow, so they're the home team. Patriots will wear white again. Nice.
That's
I like the white.
Bad news. You're already making bad choices, L.A. Bad choices. Yeah, they're going to go with the they're the home team. They're going to go with these yellow pants, the royal blue shirts with the yellow lettering, and then the blue helmets.
That's
they
good.
Don't wear these. They
That's
don't. Good. They only wore these one other time,
my
apparently.
Kid doesn't have the white.
The different color, the different royal blue than what they normally wear.
My kid doesn't have the white Super Bowl jersey. We're going to get one of those. Tuesday will be shopping day.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, no, Tuesday when we gotta get out.
You know, when we get there, you and I
just scout it out, shopping. Get it before the nut jobs get in there.
You know, I really took a hit on those jackets when the Patriots lost last year. I made all my money back.
You rolled dice, man.
I rolled the dice. I didn't. I broke even on it. I didn't lose it.
Nice jacket.
I didn't lose
it. Nice jacket.
What I should have done is bought some of those Eagles ones that they had available when those got offered to us. Mm-hmm. I could have bought those and sold them. The Nick Foles jackets went for huge money.
Unbelievable.
Anyone needs one of those opening night jackets and you want to pay a finder's fee, I got you covered.
Beetle gets you covered, Mr. eBay.
I'll get myself involved in anything, Hardy, if there's a dollar to be made.
See, I'm not opposed to that. I'd just rather have it given to me, say, I don't know, Super Bowl Skittles.
Skittles.
Right?
Made a killing on those. I got $235 for that bag of Skittles.
Yeah, I did well on mine, too. Even in the game the Seahawks lost.
It sold them to a lovely Seahawks fan in Seattle.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of those 328 t-shirts and walk around Atlanta with them and try selling them.
That seems like a lot of work. That's
a really bad job.
No, he's saying...
We were talking about this last night. You think, like, if Boston fans are going to really piss off, like, bartenders and stuff?
Oh, my God, I never even thought of that.
Jim, you ever been to Atlanta?
No,
they don't
never.
Care. They don't care.
Nobody cares.
It's a big
anything.
City.
Really? They don't care at all?
You know what they care about? Georgia football.
Jim. Georgia
Sony Bulldogs. Michelle, Todd
Jim.
Gurley.
Bingo.
The people there probably don't even know the Super Bowl is coming to town in 2 weeks. When I say they don't care about anything, it is routinely voted the worst sports town in America. They don't care.
The biggest Patriots rally we had on the drive for five when we went to Houston that year was in Atlanta. That was the biggest turnout we had.
I got a lot of replies.
Yeah, for Patriots fans.
And they were playing the
Patriots
Falcons.
Patriots fans. And they're playing the Falcons.
They want to know when the Blitz for Six bus is coming through.
When are you
Twitter.
Leaving, Hardy? When do you get on the bus?
There is no bus.
And Tangway's leaving tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Tangway takes America.
Not a lot of approval on that tweet.
Why is it?
If you look at the mentions.
I love Tangway Takes America.
I
love Tangway. That's what it comes down to. So
Tangway's
not going to take him that long to get to Atlanta.
Well,
though.
No, but you know how he does it. Oh, we're going to go to Atlanta by way of Indianapolis or Chicago, and you're like, what are you doing? That's not on the way.
A poor Dave guy. Look, you want to kill himself driving.
Poor
a truck.
Dave. He drives. He does a lot of the
Tangway
driving.
Was in Chappaquiddick. Get on a plane. You're like a you're a
no. They don't want the whole thing. Is that he takes
you're
the road
luxury
trip,
there, man? You're the man. This isn't for you anymore.
He takes the road
thing.
Trip.
This is for, like, Providence or something.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening and welcome to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City for the AFC Championship between the 12-5 New England Patriots and the 13-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Give to Michelle. Runs it left into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. New England strikes first.
What a drive to open this football game.
Pressure up the middle by Van Noy. Wraps up the quarterback and spins him down. A sack at the 8-yard line. Scrambling away from the pocket. He's tripped up and he's dropped back at the 37-yard line.
No field goal.
Trey Flowers in pursuit with Van Noy, Claiborne, and Hightower.
Way to go, boys. Way to push that pocket.
And he takes the snap. He looks long. He throws it down the left side for Dorsett. Yes. And he makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
What did I just tell you? You forget about him. And that's what this team's about.
Mahomes drops back with a pump. Chased by Van Noy. He hits it. The ball's loose. And Mahomes is going to cover up on it.
You got this,
the
kid.
The clock
flustered.
At 10 and 9. It continues to count down, and Andy Reid will not take a timeout. The Patriots are going to head to the locker room
flustered.
At halftime of the AFC Championship.
Roll out to the right side. Throw for Dale Williams. He catches the football. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs are right in the thick of it, baby.
It is fourth down.
Brady under center is going to hand it off. Burkhead is hit. The Chiefs have stopped the Patriots. Dirty Dan Sorensen.
Colquitt now to punt high. And short. It's relatively short, in fact. It's going to take a bounce across the 35. Mishandled by Edelman. Picked up on the run by Dieter. On and cover to the end zone.
After review of the play, you determined that the receiver did not touch the ball.
And maybe the biggest call in the National Football League this season.
Sorry, it's the right call.
Play fake. They fire it on a... Down the pass is tapped and intercepted. Dirty Dan's got it. They won't review that one. And the Chiefs are in business.
Screen near side. Damian Williams set up. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs have their first lead of the night.
Andy Reid's playing chess. You're playing checkers right now.
Brady takes it against a four-man rush. He stands in. He pumps. He throws to the near side. Hold Edelman it. Contacted, looking for a flag, and he won't get it to the 40-yard line.
Wow.
There is a marker down.
Personal foul. The passer. Defense number 95.
He throws down the middle for Hogan. Reaches out with a left hand, and he snags it. A diving catch.
After you play, ruling on the field stands as called. Brady
takes the
step. Gives to Michelle. Runs it right. First down and more. Untouched. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh,
as
God.
They regain the lead.
Kansas City handoff. Damian Williams into the end zone. Blast in there. Touchdown. Kansas City. And the Chiefs regain the lead.
Throws it right underneath. Off the hands of Gronkowski. Intercepted. It's picked off. And then the ball comes loose from Tarvarius Ward. Careening out of bounds along the near side. A penalty marker on the other side of the field. There's Cleet Blakeman, the referee.
Oh, my.
Offside.
A five-man rush. A lob down the left side for Gronkowski. Makes the catch. He's going to turn and give it to Burkett. He runs left behind Devlin. He pulls his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. And they've regained the lead with 39 seconds on the clock in this AFC Championship.
Colquitt puts the placement down. Butker's kick. This can't be more perfect. The Chiefs have tied the game at 8 seconds remaining.
Sends this game potentially to overtime, tying it at 31-all.
New England again with the visiting team. It's your choice.
Heads.
It is heads.
You want the ball.
Third and 10 for Brady. In the pocket. Throws down the middle. Edelman open in midfield. Makes the catch. And then lunges forward across the 45.
Brady sticks it on him. The Iron Man on a big third down conversion.
In the pocket. Throws down the middle. Gronk makes the catch at the 20. And he's tackled. Whoa. Caught the shoelaces. Brady under center. A give to Burkett. Runs it left for the win. Touchdown, Patriots. And they're bound for Super Bowl 53.
We're going back, baby. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. It's not their year, right? It just might be. It just might be.
That game was quite the game, and it did well on television. Chad Finn of the Boston Globe had this. Patriots Chiefs on CBS did a 58.5 share and a 76 rating.
Good,
in the
right?
Boston market. I think that's good. Nationally, with a 31.2 rating, share and a 48 rating, making it the most watched television program since Super Bowl 52. That's what you got there.
Oh, 52. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good. Most watched.
It's a big
game
number.
Since the Super Bowl.
People were talking after the game and thinking potentially when it hit 60. No, we got a 58, but 58.5, that's big.
It's pretty close.
Wow.
It's pretty close. It helps that no one was leaving their house last night.
Yeah.
Always helpful when people are at home, people aren't going anywhere. Maybe people had reason not to be at work last night. I mean, there were all kinds of things that helped play into that.
And some people lose power, didn't have the TV, but they had their phones and listened to us and radios. So.
617-779-0985. Ron is in Maine. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Burris and Zoe.
What's
I have a question and two observations.
What's up, Ron?
Huh?
What's up, man?
Fourth quarter in overtime. I didn't see James White. I wanted to know if maybe he got dinged up. And the observation was Edelman has got to have big cojones because he goes over those slant runs over the middle all the time, and I cringe. I'm in my seat. He gets hit so hard from different angles, flipped, pounded.
Train wreck.
Never flag thrown for a defenseless receiver in his favor. Never seen it.
Ron. Go ahead.
Last thing was, after the game, I did some channel surfing post-game.
Yeah.
I came to the NFL channel, and I know Sanders is a Belichick-Brady fan.
Yep.
Those other two guys, the animosity, and Zoe had brought it up too in your broadcasting
booth.
It's
the same from last week. It's identical picks they did last week.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, you're breaking up there,
yeah.
But I was going to tell you this. Not a single touch for James White or Sony Michel in the final 8 minutes of regulation or in overtime.
There were two catches that James White made, the twisting behind the
back.
Not
a part of it.
That were unbelievable. And the one that he got hit on, he went to the sideline, put the coat on, and you see him wincing. Medical did not treat him or look at him, but it was something to keep an eye on, we were told.
He got hurt early, and it went undetected.
Yeah.
He got hurt early, and I saw it in the play that he got hurt on, and I'm like, he looks like he got hurt there. And then he got up without problem, and then
they never. I kept it on, and he stayed in the jacket. They never went to him, though. Like you normally,
so the first catch, the one you're talking about, the first one that he made on the sideline, that's a play he got hurt on. That's a play he got hurt on. Go back and watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. He maybe, it looked like when he landed his wrist or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but he got hurt on that play. when he got tackled.
He had two massive catches to keep drives alive, though, prior to that. And, hey, those other guys stepped up. Yeah. And the Edelman stuff. Edelman's in car wrecks every time he's out there.
Yeah. Bill in Rhode Island on Tom Brady. Hi, Bill.
It's Phil.
Oh, sorry, oh, Phil. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? Long time no speak.
Oh, this is Phil Vincent from Rhode Island.
Yes. Oh.
Yes. Not Bill Vincent.
No, Phil Vincent.
Yes.
Creator of many tracks here on the Sports Hub, including
Yes, and you're getting one tomorrow in your email about the next Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Very good. I look forward to that.
You were talking about Brady retiring if he wins the Super Bowl. Do you understand what that would do to the Patriots franchise?
Oh, it would be devastating.
First to worst, the advertising money, the concession money, the attendance, everything would just go down the crapper. Why would the Crafts let that happen? I think they're going to pay him whatever he wants and keep him playing as long as he can. Because that's the whole franchise. He's the face of the Patriots. Without Brady, there is no Patriots franchise.
Yeah, I think
in my estimation,
Phil, if he walks away, it won't be a money decision. He won't be doing it based on money. He'll be doing it because he just doesn't want to do it anymore. He wants to go out on top. He won't. It's not wise, monetarily speaking, to walk away. There's a lot more money, ton of money waiting on the other side of that. So why would he do it? Because for him, it's not about money, because his wife is worth $500 million and he's got millions upon millions of dollars. He probably likes money. We all who doesn't like money, but.
You think they have to worry what hotel they're putting him in?
No, I don't think he's begging the Marriott to get him into the right hotels. We are, but he's not. Let's go to
it's like at one post game party back
that's
after
all we
the,
need. All we need is the
after the Seattle with
the
my buddies
Thursday
had to drive
through
back.
Monday portion of the trip.
Oh, is that all?
That's all we need. All we need is from Thursday night
is that
through Monday
nothing
when we happened. Leave.
It's
that's all we need.
Thursday to Monday, you're on your own.
Is that generally easy to get in the Super Bowl host city?
It's a difficult thing every single year to achieve.
Oh,
we have great people that by the end of the week we'll have it figured out. But
got that right.
If you know anyone, if you give us a little help, you know. Little help over here.
I want to figure that out by Wednesday.
You just want to remove that block that you have on that doesn't allow people to book rooms. We'd love that. We really would. Tim's in Nashua. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, real quick. I want to talk about the – I didn't see the first game and the blatancy of the non-call. But that pick play in the Patriots game, and then there was a play where Julian Edelman got hit in the head. It was behind the actual play. Another player came in and led with his head, and the ref was standing right there. I just want to ask you guys, are you concerned about these non-calls? And another question I have is, Zoe, do you think Brady will last 3 years so we can get that kid from Clemson?
You're not going to have the one number. You should not have the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
God
anyone,
you don't
and anyone
have
who does have that number one
last
pick.
Last 3 years. He's just taking that kid.
You have to be terrible to get that guy. You have to be a terrible team.
I'd honestly do
you have
to go
to the
bottom
of the league.
I'd do a 2-year contract with Brady. Fully guarantee it. Move on. Maybe he'll be done by then. If not, then readdress it in the air. I don't know.
Where was Goodell sitting last night? Do you know?
I almost broke our monitor.
I don't know. There were a lot of Chiefs fans around him, and I know people have asked about that. I think it was mostly Chiefs fans in that stadium, and I don't know.
Their suite level is weird. It's sort of below the broadcast. It's below the middle level of the stadium, and they're not like raised suites. They're down like right in the crowd, so you could like go out and look, but then you could sit back in your suite.
Well, Annette sent us an email saying, can you explain why the commissioner was allowed to favor one team over the other? Why was he allowed to sit with the Chiefs fans during the AFC Championship game? And I would just say,
he sat with your fans because during the Colts.
Because there were a million of them there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He sat in the stands at the Colts game.
Down
I think
the corner.
He was in the
he was
corner.
In the corner. Yeah.
Yeah. With Patriots fans.
With a hat on. I remember he had a baseball hat on. Yeah.
As long as he's not wearing a Chiefs jersey or a shirt logo jersey.
As
Trooper would say down there in Kansas.
Hey, how's that?
Logo, shirt, jersey, whatever.
How's Officer Dustin doing? Trooper Dustin.
You won the bet.
Logo, shirt, jersey, tank top. If the mood strikes you.
What's that guy's name, Ben?
Send me a lock of that beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Trooper Ben.
Send it for me if it's like a heaven
Trooper
of a
Ben.
Trophy.
You know Trooper Ben's cutting his hair today.
Trooper Ben's going to.
Put on a Kansas City Chiefs tank top and send me a lock of chest hair. You big hunk of Trooper Fitch, you Come on.
And an 8x10 color glossy.
An 8x10 color glossy photograph with a paragraph on the back describing your mood when the photograph was taken. Could you do that for me?
What's
it's a fun bet.
What's your safety message?
And buckle up, you silly geese. That's the main thing of this whole wager.
Well, get her ticket, Artie.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Still life for the Patriots. Gronkowski to the short side left. Three to the right. 54 seconds to go. Edelman motions across the formation right to left. Shotgun snap. A five-man rush. A lob down the left side for Gronkowski. Makes the catch.
Got it.
As he lands inside the five. Able to reach up and make the grab over the shoulders of Eric Berry. And the Patriots have it at the four.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
You know what I mean? It's like
Matthew's in Framingham as we come back here on Zolak and Bertrand. Matthew, take it away.
Hey, how you doing? Did you guys ever remember like a week, day like this with the AFC and NFC championship with such crazy games? I was just curious.
I've never
experienced a championship day like that.
Well, congratulations. But,
anyways,
it was your first, man.
I know. It was a great day, okay?
Sorry.
Yesterday I was talking about how, you know, I was so sick of talking about hearing about the sacks. No sacks. I don't even think they touched them. I was laughing at the over because it was so cold. Went way over. Also, the spread hit. I mean, yeah, both teams hit as well. But honestly, you know the Saints got screwed. I know the Saints got screwed. And that was my preseason pick, is Patriots-Saints. But I want to talk about the game, if you'll let me. As far as you guys were talking about Van Noy, how pumped up he was. Well, he can be pumped up all he wants. He screwed up so many times. That's why Damian Williams was getting in the end zone so many times. Like that misdirection screen, that was him.
You've made so upset, and therefore the call has ended. So, he's made you upset.
This is his best game as a Patriot.
The man that got you know picked. What I mean?
The man who got picked was a Dante Hightower. So, and then Chung got picked on one. Van Noy had a good game. He was all over the place.
Yep, he did.
Very good.
You know what I mean? It's like,
Justin in Worcester. Hi, Justin.
All right, two things real quick. I just wanted to say, so I was listening to you call the game. Great job. But when you brought up the Miami Dolphins thing, after we scored and took the lead, you almost gave me a heart attack, my guy. I love you, though.
No, I know, but like, hey, you got to learn from that, right?
I know, but I just brought up so much bad memories, gave me a heart attack, man.
Well, did you see the way they backed people up when the Chiefs were threatened at the end before they settled for the field goal? They had dudes on the goal line, and they had to rush two guys, and they dropped nine.
I was getting nervous. That was going to happen all over again, they but thank God it didn't, man. Thank God. And then the second thing I wanted to get to, because it's so unpatriot-like, I don't get why they don't just take the field goals. Like, I guess Sony Michel got stuff. But if anything, just try one more time. If not, take the points. I know they wanted every point possible, but sometimes you just got to take the points instead of just taking them off the board. I wanted to hear you guys' opinion. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
I think in that spot, you're on the road in Arrowhead. You're running the ball. Your line's playing well. I have no problem going for a fourth on a football with a three-point lead, and you're down in their red zone. And that's like, if you want to go to Super Bowl, you pick that up, you punch it in, you get a 10-point lead.
Yeah, and at that point, the Chiefs haven't been able to do anything. Okay, we're going to pin them deep. Right? We'll have them. We'll force them. But they might convert on a first on a third down, but we'll get the ball back. All right, we got to start all over again. Fine, I'm going to do that. But at that point, the defense was feeling it. They're not going to take the ball from this spot here and drive all the way down the field and score a touchdown. No, we'll go for it. I agree. I agreed with it too. Was that the? I don't think it was the best win for the team yesterday, but I think that was their biggest statement game of the season.
Oh God!
Oh,
yeah.
No doubt. You look back
the last
over,
2 weeks.
No doubt. Even not even close.
You look back weeks, over man. Other seasons, and you can say, well, the real statement of what this team was and what they were going to be came at week 8 or it happened at this point.
That win against 3-0 Miami didn't do anything for you when they came in here?
Exactly. But in other seasons, you can look back and say, no, that was the game right there. Swing game. That's what, you know, that's where they really asserted themselves. They didn't assert themselves until last night. Road win, underdog. First time they've been an underdog in forever. But still, that was it. It was a better game. I thought they played better against the Chargers. I thought it was a better all-around performance. But in terms of a statement, it was yesterday. That was it. You know, give it a name. That was, to me, we were going back and forth on it last night, whether it was clutch or statement. I like statement. That was the statement game last night.
Of the year. They broke new ground. They did things they haven't done all year long. They hung in there. They were mentally tough. They played to the very end, and they beat a good team on the road.
Yeah.
And they faced adversity within the game itself. They did all those things. That this is why I didn't expect them to win. It's what makes it so great today, that they've sort of overcome that hurdle that they've been facing all year, and they know it. They do know it. They know
that was the chip on their shoulder for all the grief we gave them about finding chips to put on their shoulder, and how everyone said, did they really, or did they just say no? The one thing you could say is that you guys were not good on the road this year,
and now you
got to play a really good team on the road in a spot that they are completely ready. They were ready for you last night,
yeah.
And you went in there and you took control of that game early, and you. You made your statement last night.
We're going to take a few more calls here before we get to the takeaways. Howard's in New Hampshire. Howard.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Hi, Howard.
I'm a first-time caller. I've been watching the Pats
awesome.
Since Jim Puckett, Grogan days.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that I haven't heard people mention much about the Patriots' offensive schemes and the job that they do with these 6-, 7-, 8-minute drives. How much it does for their defense. Their defense doesn't have to spend a lot of minutes on the field. And I don't think that a lot of people realize how important that is.
Oh, it's an extension of the defense. It's an extension of the defense. That's what it is. You're helping that defense. They had 47 snaps. You keep them fresh. You keep them rotation speaking, that they can do anything they want.
Yes, and I think a lot of time it gets overlooked. I mean, we play teams before who score in 50 seconds, a minute and a half. Yeah, but their defense has to go right back out there again. And I just think sometimes this gets overlooked. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
See you, pal.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to James, who's in New Hampshire as well. James.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Beatles, Zo, great calls on the radio, man. It cracks us up here.
It's a good one.
25-year season ticket holder. I have a question. I need your wisdom. What is with Andy Reid and this have to confirm the right time on the clock while my quarterback goes over and talks? It's like a pretend timeout or something.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Two times?
Oh, that was absurd.
We got that twice.
They give him enough time to figure out what they wanted to do there? That was awful. That was poor officiating in this game. Good example of it there.
Have you ever heard anything like that, Zoe?
Well, here's the problem. You got a mixed crew. So if you're sitting there and you got Cleet Blakeman out there and he's getting called over by the side judge because he needs a question answered, all of a sudden you got him over there and you're already in timeout.
No, please. Spend a little more time screwing around with the clock and make sure the Chiefs are good and ready before we start playing
football.
Let's
go back
again
and look under the hood again. Let's make sure what the
obnoxious
correct time is.
You know
what?
We're going to
keep
obnoxious
it where it is. At 11 seconds.
Completely ridiculous is what that was.
Yep.
Oh, I hated that. And that's what you get. You get a mixed crew, and they know that. So you know what? In a way, it's sort of a good little it's a savvy move by Andy Reid.
Yep.
It is. That's a savvy head coaching move. But come on,
it's like,
already,
you know what
guys
it is? It's like knowing you're short, but you're asking for the measurement.
Yeah, can you bring the sticks out?
I think we're short. Go measure that thing.
That's what that is. Man, oh, man. Brutal. Waste of time for everybody. John in Tennessee. John.
Hey.
Hey.
Yesterday when I was watching the game, I mean, officiating, when the Patriots try to play physical on the defensive side of the ball, it looked like Six Flags over New England. When the Patriots were on offense, you see Dorsett and Gronkowski get everything taken off their pads except their jersey.
Loop-de-loop.
And they say, oh, they're just letting them play. Well, I don't know. To me, it looked like there was more Chiefs than Indians on the field.
I'm going to give you this. You know, you're from Tennessee?
Not on the phone anymore.
We're in Nashville. We have barbecue out in Kansas City.
Mm. Yeah, land this plane, please.
Nashville blows Kansas City away. It's the dry rub of Nashville. It's the meat, the moisture of the meat. We get smoke shop here. The smoke shop, Andy from the smoke shop here that brings the food in for
Andy
us.
Husbands,
Andy Husbands. Andy Husbands.
The best.
His food is almost identical to what we eat in Tennessee, which I thought was phenomenal. You know what they do out in Kansas City? They put all the sauce all on it. The barbecue, but it's like a ketchup-y, sticky barbecue. They
too messy.
It. It's like eating Applebee's riblets, which isn't bad. I like the all-you-can-eat riblets, but you got to be in a mood for
I
that.
I think your go-to move is more of the dry rub.
You know what? Dry rub and smoke, and I also do dig
vinegary barbecue.
I dig that's Carolina.
See, yeah, I like to blend the styles myself.
Charlotte is, but you're dipping it in like a vinegary-based yes! thin sauce.
Yes.
That's nice.
That is nice.
I don't want the ketchup, and I'm licking my fingers. I look at Capello licking his nails, and it's just it's awful. I love it. Love it stuff, he says.
It's almost like you got it all on your fingers.
Yeah, and you're gross. Like this all night.
You smell ribs on your fingers all
day.
Too much sauce.
That's KFC. Mesquite.
You cook it right. You don't need all that sauce.
Yeah. Right.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you cook.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah. Oh, it's time for today's takeaways, folks. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. It's official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
Good job, Zo.
Thanks, pal.
Nailed it.
That's the old copy.
Nailed it.
Hold on. Yeah. That's not it. Yeah, one night. What'd you do? You throw it away?
I don't know.
All the details?
How long is
I'll
this?
I'll tell you what. You look for that, and we'll go to you doing Canadian Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. What if Morgan Freeman were Canadian?
Let me think about that. Let me think about that. I think I can know.
Okay, here comes Andy into a Canadian prison.
Oh, okay. Canadian prison. Oh, okay. Hey, I'm Bob and Doug McKenzie, and we're here to put you in the prison. They're going to put you in the cell there, but we're going to have some moose head beer. You're going to go down there, and you're going to eat some beef jerky. You would like to play hockey? How about some Tim Hortons coffee? Tell you what, I had that Tim Hortons coffee the first time I saw Andy walk in, and I said, I miss some of that Tim Hortons coffee, and I'll go play some ice hockey outside on the frozen pond. Yes, do you like the Holy Trinity? I said, who is the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Nope, it's a band called Rush, led by Geddy Lee. And we listen to this every time when they let us to go out and walk the yard as we sit there and Andy play the records of Rush from the warden's office. And that big son of a bitch went in with that big neck, and he beat the hell out of Andy, put him in that hole for 2 weeks. Turn it up, Jim.
I missed the part of him playing the Rush records in the warden's office. Yeah,
where's the Rush? Yeah. Jim played Rush, and it just like we didn't get the Rush music.
We didn't get the Rush music this time around. It did add something to it, but... But did you hear how I was the Zoe Whisperer on that one, Beetle? He wasn't ready to do it. I just fed him a little bit more.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden I looked at you, and I remember you do the, oh, good night, Tim Hortons.
Canadian prison.
Right. Canadian prison.
You can't do Canadian.
We flip Canadian coins.
Yeah.
Not much tar to put on these roofs up here. It doesn't get too hot up here north of the border. Stuff up here in America's hat.
Felger is on remote today.
You okay to drive home?
I'm fine. Jesus,
okay.
Stop.
So I don't think we're going to get a ball gag Monday on Felger and Maz.
Oh, it's always ball gag Tuesday. Those are
There's always Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, we ain't going anywhere. We'll be here all week.
We'll wait for it. We'll wait for the ball gag.
Careful. You got a lock of hair snagged in that ball gag. If you're not careful.
You gotta watch
I don't know why he ever agreed to this. Why would you agree to this?
Because he wants to do it.
He calls his own shot.
Because he likes it.
He likes it.
Turns him on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.